当我站在这里看到大家的面孔的时候，
My heart greatly rejoices.
我的心里面满了喜乐。
We are here because we take God's invitation very seriously.
我们在这里，因为我们很严肃地接受了神的邀请。
Do you know in Matthew chapter 22?
你知道在马太第二十二章那里
？The parable of the king who prepared a feast for his son's wedding.
那里说一个王为了他儿子的婚宴预为了儿子的婚姻预备了一个婚宴。
And when everything was prepared,
当一切都预备好的时候，
he sent out his servants to call those who were invited to welcome them to the feast.
他就去邀请那些被招来婚宴的人。
And the scripture tells us, those who invited, they took the king's invitation in a very light way.
那里说有许多被召的那些人，他们不理，他们轻视王的呼召。
And the scripture says, one goes to his farm, and the other goes to his business.
圣经那里说，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去。
Now the fact we are here in this southern part of Taiwan for the next 2 days.
我们在前面这几天在台湾南部
It's because we took that invitation very seriously.
因为我们严肃地接受了神给我们的邀请。
It is the invitation from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How can we refuse him?
因为是从万主之主、万王之王那里来的邀请，我们怎么能够拒绝呢？
And so this next 2 days,
所以在前面的几天
We have to take God's invitation every moment we can be gathered together very seriously.
我们每一次聚集，我们都是很严肃地接受神这样的邀请。
Because He gathered us for a very specific purpose.
因为他们召神召集我们是有一个特定的旨意。
And I have just one verse I'd like to share with you this evening.
有一节圣经愿意跟大家交通的。
It's found in the second.Book of Chronicles, Chronicles, chapter 16. Second Chronicles, chapter 16.
是在历代志下十六章。
Verse 9.
历代志下十六章第九节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9.
历代志下十六章第九节
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人
Let me read it again.
我们再来读一次
For the eyes of the Lord Okay, all right, okay.
很好
Let me read it again.
让我再来读一下
Okay, all right, and we all listen carefully.
请我们仔细地听
Okay, so you can read from your heart. All right.
你从心里跟着我读
All right. Okay, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。弟兄姊妹们，
Oftentimes we say we are looking for him.
常常我们都在说，我们在这里等候主。
We are seeking the Lord.
我们在这里寻求主。
The fact is that he is seeking us.
其实他在寻找我们。
He found us.
他找到我们。
And he redeemed us.
他拯救了我们。
He brought us back to himself.
他把我们带回归给他自己。
The Lord who is looking for you and I, therefore we are found here together this evening.
寻着主，他在那里寻找我们，我们今天才在这里被寻到。
So behind all these details of this conference.
所以在这次聚会各样的安排的后面，
behind it all is God himself.
因为在整个聚会的后面是有神自己。
This is not the conference here in southern part of Taiwan.
这不是光光在台湾南部的一个特会。
This is the Lord's conference.
这是主的特会。
It's he is the one who is drawing us to himself.
他把我们带到他自己的跟前。
And the Lord is looking.
神在这里，他在这里查片查，
to secure something for himself.
他在这要得着一些归给他的，
and to secure something in us for himself.
然后在我们的里面要得着一些归给神。
Now this evening I just want to share a few points. What does it mean to be a man after God's own heart?
我在这里要交通一点，什么叫做合神心意的人。
In this verse we just read,
刚才我们所读的这一节圣经，
he is looking for the oneWhose heart is loyal toward him.
他在这里寻找他的心存诚实向着神的人。
Whose heart is totally committed to him.
他们神要寻找这些人的心完全的向着神。
When heart is totally committed to the Lord is also totally committed to that heart.
当我们的全心都归给神的话，神也是全心来向着我们。
So in a sense, God is looking for people that he can commit himself to.
神也要得着一些的人，他可以把他自己给我们。
But very few are found.
但是他找到不多这样的人。
Therefore, he's looking, his eye is looking to and fro to find that one person.
所以他的眼目遍察全地，要寻找这样的人。
And of course, we know that one person is Lord Jesus.
我们就知道神寻找的、寻找到的那一位就是主耶稣自己。
Lord was the only one who was totally one with the Father.
因为在地上只有一位主耶稣，他的心是完全向着父神。
He stood what his Father wants.
他实在站在他父亲所要的一件事情那边。
And fully accomplished.
然后还能够完全的成就父所要的。
Now the first quality that he's looking for.
他首先要的是有这样的条件。
His heart is completely turned to him.
就是一个人的这样的人的心是完全的归向神。
Second,
第二点，
when heart is turned to him, that person makes himself totally available to him.
不单指他的心完全的归向神，他整个的人也是预备好向神打开。
And also, he has an ear to hear.
而且他是会听，有一个会听的耳朵。
Now, I just want to suggest a thought.
我就是建议一个这样的思想。
Just because we listen, there's no guarantee we understand.
我们虽然听了，但不保证我们明白。
You know, in John Gospel 6,
在约翰福音第六章的里面，
After the Lord taught for a long time,
当主讲了许久之后，
About that he is the bread from heaven,To give life to the world.
他说他是天上的粮，他是世上的光。
That his flesh is food indeed, his blood is drink indeed.
说他的肉是可以吃的，他的血是可以喝的。
If we eat him, we drink him, we shall live.
我们要吃他、喝他，与他有份，能够存活。
But the disciples say it's a hard saying.
但是门徒说这话甚难，
Who can understand it?
谁能明白呢？
And later the Lord told the disciples,
然后主就对他的门徒说，
He said, the business will go back. And then some of the disciples, they walk no more with the Lord Jesus.
Oh, 我们回以前讲，有一些门徒他们就离开了主。
Because they could not understand him.
因为他们不能够明白神的话。
But Peter's reaction was different from the rest.
但是彼得跟其他门徒的回应是不一样。
Peter said, Lord, we have no place to go.
他说，主啊，我们实在没有地方可去。
You alone, you have the word eternal life.
他说：“主啊，您有永生之道。”
And Peter actually was saying, "Lord, I have cast my lot with you."
哦，彼得实在是说，我完全投注在你的身上。
I'm totally committed to you.
我是完全的归向你。
I may not understand what you're saying.
可能我不够明白你所讲的。
But I know what you say is true.
但我知道你所讲的都是真说。
I'm committed to you.
所以我完全的归给你。
I may not understand now.
我现在可能不够明白
But ultimately you will make me understand.
但是早晚你会使我明白
So for instance, divine things are hard for natural men to comprehend.
弟兄姊妹属灵的事情对于天然的人是不容易明白的
God's word, we need God himself to give us the understanding.
神的话我们需要神使我们明白
Because anything that's from him is all beyond us.
因为任何从神那里来的是超越我们能够领会的。
So Peter had that initial commitment.
所以彼得他有这样的委身。
And the Lord took it.
所以主就接受了。
Now you know Peter failed many many occasions.
你知道彼得失败了许多次。
But that first commitment was real.
但是这一次他向神的委身是真实的。
And the Lord saw him through.
然后神就一直的来带领他。
So he was taught, again and again by the Lord himself.
所以神就一直一再的教导他。
Now the other thing we have to learn this week.
另外，这个星期我们要在主面前学习的。
If we want to grasp the whole counsel of God.
如果我们要抓住神完全的计划。
On our part, for instance, we have to do a lot of self-adjusting.
在我们这一方面，我们需要做很多的调整。
Because many much of our understanding what we think are correct are not adequate.
因为我们自以为是准确的认识，其实是不足够的。
So one brother puts it this way.
所以有一位弟兄这样说
：To go on with the Lord,
要与主同行。
From time to time, we need a fresh revelation of the person and work of the Lord Jesus.
我们要不断地从主那里重新得这启示才能够与他同行
from time to time we need to re-examine ourselves
我们也要不断地来查验自己
is what we are now in or what we are now doing of any value to him
是我们现在站的地位我们所做的对神来讲是不是有价值
once it may be of value
可能曾经是有价值的
but today is itHas value before him.
但是如今在他面前还是有价值的吗
And knowing our human nature,
我们知道我们自己的天性
our tendency is to go our own way.
我们的倾向是我们走自己的路
So this conference is very crucial.
所以这一个特会是非常的重要
God wants us to have a refocus, a real focus on his beloved son again.
神的旨意叫我们再一次焦点在于他的爱子身上。
What is this? What's in his heart for us?
他心中要给我们的是什么
？And he's looking for men and women whose heart are loyal toward him.
他是要得着一些弟兄姊妹，他的心完全向着他忠诚。
So we listen with our head.
所以我们要用我们的头脑来听吗
？No. We listen with our heart.
我们要用我们的心来听
So let's all prepare
让我们都预备我们的心
Every day freshly prepare
我们每一天新鲜的预备好
For a fresh new encounter with the risen Lord Jesus
愿意我们每一天都能这位新鲜的来遇见这位复活的主
Because only seeing him we can get through
因为只有看见耶稣我们才能够走上去
Now this week the theme is very crucial
这一个星期主题是非常的重要。
The pattern is revealed in the Word of God.
因为这些是神话语的样式。
and also the way of recovering his testimony or gain his testimony throughout the ages.
而且，哦，这条恢复他见证的道路，从历史历代以来我们看到的。
How that testimony is to be lived out.
这样的见证是如何的活出来
？Brothers and sisters, we have to take heed for the word that we release this next few days.
弟兄姊妹，我们要很细心的、留意的来听我们这几天听的话。
Without knowing and seeing that pattern and caught by the heavenly vision.
如果我们没有看到这样的样式，没有给这属天的意象来抓住的话
，we have nothing to begin with.
我们就无从开始。
But once we're caught by the vision.
但是如果我们给这个意象来抓住我们
，there's a way for that vision to be fulfilled.
这个就有一条路叫这个意象能够成就。
And、that's why this week we're going to hear that.
所以这个星期我们要听到这样的话。
How the Lord throughout the ages is recovering His testimony in His church.
神在这历史历代以来在教会的里面恢复他的见证
The church history is a history of departure
教会的历史乃是一个离开的历史
But God's business is recovering his testimony
但是神、教会的历史乃是一个偏离的历史但神要把人 夺回来
And we have a pattern we know the way but how that life is to live out
我们有那个样式我们要看到这条路是如何的活出来这是一切
the life, this life governs everything.
因为他的生命掌管一切
Because that pattern is his life.
因为那个样式乃是他
that,
他的生命乃是样式
that way of recovery is the form of his life.
因为那一条恢复的道路乃是他丰满的生命。
And so, brothers, we have to take each what we're going to hear this next few days.
弟兄姊妹，我们要实在留心前面几天我们要听到的话。
Now, I'll just conclude with a short thought.
我愿意用这样的一个心思来结束今天的交通。
You know the book, the small book of Esther.
你知道，以斯帖记。
It's a book of the recovery of the Lord's interest in His people.
你就知道这是神在他百姓当中恢复的一本的书。
Now you remember what Mordecai said to Esther?
你记得莫迪改如何向以斯帖说吗
？The place where you occupy now.
说你现在能够居到这个皇后的位置。
And the time in which you are now occupying that position.
你如今能够得到这样的位分。
You know why you're put there?
你知道你为什么你在这个位分上吗
？Why you're put there for such a time?
你为什么在这个时刻在这个位分上吗
？It's for the recovery of God's testimony in His people.
是为了神要在他儿女身上恢复他的见证。
And Mordecai said, "Don't you realize you are put in such a place for such a time for the survival, the testimony of God's people?"
摩迪改说：“你如今站在这个位分。”岂不知是为了他百姓见证的恢复吗
Now, brothers and sisters, where the Lord put you?
弟兄姊妹，今天主把你放在这里。
The time now, why he put us together.
他现在把我们放在一起。
God has a very, very glorious purpose.
神有一个非常荣耀的旨意。
It's for the recovery of the testimony of the Lord Jesus in His church.
是为了要恢复他儿子的见证在教会当中。
Recently, I have a deep conviction.
最近我心中有这样的看见。
You know, most people think when the Lord comes, it's judgment.
因为很多人以为当主再来的时候，那里是审判。
That is a wrong understanding.
那是一个错误的了解。
When he comes, he is coming for something.
因为他再来的时候，他要得着一些。
When he comes, he is coming for his prepared bride.
因为他回来的时候，他要得着预备好的心腹。
As glorious,
是要得着荣耀的心腹
and we are part of that.
我们是那一个
And so, brothers, we are placed there together this next few days for such a time for Him to speak to us.
弟兄姊妹，这几天我们给放在这里，是为了他要向我们说这样的话。
So pray for ourselves.
为你自己祷告。
Pray for the speakers.
为出口的弟兄们祷告。
And pray above all.For the Lord to give us His understanding that we need.
让我们真是能够得到 他要我们所明白的。
Not our understanding, but his understanding.
不是我们的领会，而是他要我们领会的。
It's his given understanding, his understanding in us that will carry us on.
乃是他的领会能够给了我们，叫我们向前走。
Now I'll add one request.
我还有一个请求。
Pray for the serving brothers and sisters for this conference.
也为了大会服侍的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
They're overworked.
他们实在担子非常的重。
They work diligently.
他们非常的殷勤的服侍。
They need our upholding.
他需要我们在主面前为他们的祈求。
And pray the Lord will renew their strength.
求主叫他们重新得力。
In their busyness serving us.
当他们忙碌的服侍我们的时候。
They will also catch the heavenly vision.
叫他们也能够得到这属天的意象。
We together will find his way.
我们一同来找到他的道路。
And by his life, we live out his testimony.
哦，借着他给我们的生命，我们活出见证。
The Lord bless.
愿神祝福我们。